name's Monty Rowland. I'm with Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. I'd like to spend a few minutes today talking about keys to success in designing outdoor products. Let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Monty Design is a product development firm, and we also are the manufacturers of the Monty Gear line, which is a line of outdoor and shooting related products. I personally enjoy designing products of all kinds. I think probably one of the products I enjoy the most is products that are outdoor related. I enjoy spending time in the outdoors, enjoy camping, enjoy backpacking. So I'm always trying to come up with, you know, what's a way to make that trip more pleasurable, safer, easier? Or what's a way to extend a capacity and do something better? I think a lot of us have spent time camping. A lot of times when growing up, maybe going car camping, maybe just went once or twice. Maybe it was with Indian princesses or with Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. But being outdoors, there's a certain freedom and there's a certain lack of captivity than you are with when you're between four walls. Now the trade-off is that you gotta work a little harder. It's not as comfortable sometimes. You're out of your comfort zone. You don't have some of the comforts of home. And so equipment over the past few years has changed in some ways. In some ways it's very similar. When you're camping, you want to be comfortable. You know, one of the horror stories you see on the commercials and on TV and maybe experienced is getting wet. You know, my daughters and I were camping in the Shenandoahs a few years ago, and Hurricane Bob came through. We had no idea which way that hurricane was going to go. And we had planned this trip in advance, and we finally said, hey, let's just go. And worst case, we'll just drive home. And so we're up in the Shenandoahs, and it rained. And then the tropical storm actually passed over, and it rained. And did I mention it rained? Yeah, and in between the rain, there was rain. So needless to say, it was a challenging environment for about, 24 hours? When it rained for 24 hours. Did I mention the cooking in the rain? Yeah. Well, anyway, so our tent wasn't up to the challenge. Now, thankfully, our arrow bed was. So, late that evening, our tent in one quarter and one corner had about 2 foot of water in it. And the average depth in the tent was probably 6 inches. Now, we were car camping, and thankfully, we had put everything in boxes, these waterproof or pseudo-waterproof boxes, because we had stuff in the truck. So we had the bed full of camping gear. And so when it rained and the tent flooded, we were laying on the aero bed, and the aero bed was floating. Our boxes were floating. So if you wanted something out of a box, you had to reach over, grab it, pull you to it, take the lid off without tipping it over and bringing water in. I also had to be real careful not to let your sleeping bag fall off the aero bed, because if you did, it was wet. So it was definitely challenging in that way. I think that we still had a good time. I have to ask my daughters. I might be being optimistic. But so in that case, the product didn't live up to the challenge. I ended up taking the tent back. So when you're outdoors, one of the things you want to provide with your products is you want to enhance the comfort of the trip if you can. Now, the product may itself enhance the comfort. So let's say you've got an inflatable mattress. Ah, making sleeping more comfortable. That is so nice when you're camping. But at the same time, I think it's important to also think about how the product's carried, how it's stored, how it's used. So, for example, you may enhance the comfort of the trip by making an existing product easier to carry. So, for example, if something's big and bulky and takes up too much room in the car or in your pack, then you may find that it's really uncomfortable. Or let's say that for some reason it pokes you in the back in your backpack. When it's in the backpack, it's poking you in the back. Or it's causing some sort of other transportation dilemma. So how the product is carried, how it packs, how easy it is to pack, those are all things that can help make your trip more comfortable in that respect. And also less work. One of the things with our MontiGear products that we push is to have products that are very, very easy to assemble. Because when you're tired, it's raining, it's dark, it's cold, the last thing you want is to have a product that's overly complex and difficult to assemble. Because once that happens, those conditions amplify the difficulty of using it, assembling it, breaking camp, what have you. And you've lowered the user's perception of the product, possibly to the point they're done with it. So you always want products that are easy to assemble, easy to use, just because something that's easy to assemble on your desk at work, when you're sitting in a comfortable chair and not hungry, not tired, no rain, 72 degrees, you may be able to do it on your desk and go, well, that's not so bad. But then once you go get outside in the outside environment, looking for 12 pieces that you just dropped onto the ground and now found out that the color they are is perfectly camouflaged, those all add aggravation. So you want to have products that are low aggravation. And generally, readying the product for use, assembly, what have you, is an area where we've seen a lot of, I have personally, when I'm camping, seen a need to really think through the product. So we want a product that's comfortable, want a product that's easy to assemble, easy to bring to bear, easy to stand up. We want a product that is easy to use. There again, if you're sitting by the fire and it's dark, having some precision alignment of holes before you can put something in a pin, before you can, you know, use it, maybe you have to take it apart between uses and put it back together. Well, if it's difficult to do in the dark, there again, you may have a product that just doesn't fit that environment. So that goes to the issue of being robust. Robust products are easy to use, easy to assemble, and hard to damage. And give you, also, I will argue that they are truly robust product gives you ways that you can use it in ways that the designer never intended. So maybe there's I intended to do A, and your customer does B. At that point, that's a really valuable piece of feedback to know, because that may open up a whole new market for you or give you an idea of a new product you should design. So robust products are ones that they are just easy to use, hard to damage, and easy to assemble, easy to take down, and give you options. Sometimes you can do stuff 12 different ways. Sometimes just one, depending on the product. So the other thing is you want products that are rugged when you're designing for the outdoors. Now, sometimes you have limits on that, how rugged they are. A great example is a tent pole. Tent poles, by nature, tend to be fragile to keep weight down, especially with backpacking tents. So there's this implicitly understand trade-off that when I lay out my tent poles for my backpacking tent on the ground, I don't want anybody around because I don't want somebody to step on it and bend it or break it. And so I understand that the trade-off of having a 4-pound 10-ounce tent is the fact that the poles are delicate until they're assembled. Now, they're easy to assemble with the shock cord, so forth. But until they get into the tent, they can be hard to us. They can be delicate. Now, once they're on the tent, they need to be extremely robust. That 50-mile-an-hour wind or that 6 inches of snow, that tent needs to come through that, and that pole needs to do its job with no problems whatsoever. So there are times when the rugged nature and the robust nature has to be within a specific pattern of use or a specific part of a pattern of use. And I think the other thing that's important when you're camping is that you want a product that looks like it should be a product when you're camping. Now, one of the things that has changed about this is that for a long time, camping products were very functional. It looked like something that you'd buy at the Army Navy store. A good example is Coleman stove. A white gas later gave way to propane, but they're great, they're rugged. You can fix them with a knife and a screwdriver, some oil. I mean, they're just great products. They last forever. And I think long life is usually a byproduct of having something that's rugged and something that's robust. So a lot of these cots and other things just look like something the military would use. Now what happened a few years ago is REI came on the scene, and Great Outdoor Provision Company. And all of a sudden, camping became more upscale. And so as these stores competed for dollars, one of the ways that they made themselves more distinctive was to provide very high quality, very robust products and provide them at a higher cost because higher quality, robust, what have you. And that also gave the opportunity and the need for more industrial design, more thinking through the customer experience behind the counter or in front of the counter, the customer experience in the field, what the customer sees on the website, reviews, what have you. So the world kind of changed, and now we have camping products that a lot of times are beautiful as well as tough. And so with a camping product, you've got to also, you know, where does it fall? Is it an inexpensive product? And Coleman is an expert at providing relatively inexpensive, less frills, less performance products. Or is it a product that is a higher quality product and a higher end product, something you might see at REI? And then in the past few years, there's also been a switch to what I'm going to call glamping products. And I think glamping, which another way to look at it is call it glamorous camping, is something we can thank the Europeans for. And we were headed there anyway. But in Europe, you can go camping at a campground and camp in a 2,000 square foot tent with flat screen TVs, satellite cable, Persian rugs, couches that are really basically high-end homes made out of fabric. And so the option of doing glamping, I think, is starting to come to the U.S., and that's going to impact some of the products that are designed for this market as well. So just to keep that in mind, you've kind of got a low to mid-range, which is the Coleman products, a lot of products that folks who own RVs buy, and then the mid-range, mid to lower high, which is REI. So you got brands like Patagonia, you know, Merrill, and then you've got high-end, the glamping products. And that kind of hopefully gives you a framework of where to start when you have to look at how you're going to structure this product, where does it live, and also to evaluate whether or not you've got the right product designed, how effective it'll be in the marketplace. So these are some criteria. Just to summarize, you want a product that's rugged. You want a product that's robust. You want a product that's high quality. You want a product that fits the intended market segment, be it the lower end, the Coleman, the RV, a lot of the RV products, the mid-range, the REIs, and Great Outdoor Provision Company type market, or the glamping market. You want a product that's easy to use, easy to assemble. You want a product that's easy to assemble when it's almost dark and raining and cold. You know, is this, can you assemble this product with gloves? Is this a product where once it's hard to damage, once it's installed, but it's easy to install? So in camping, it's a very tough market because it's so functionally driven and so user experience driven. And then also too, you know, always keep in mind is that you've got different types of camping. You got car camping, you got glamping. And of course, car camping being you drive your car up to where you're going to camp, you unload everything. So weight and size isn't so much of a penalty, comfort's a high priority. Backpacking, weight is everything. Comfort, not so much so. And ruggedness in backpacking is very important, but you have a more sophisticated user that understands that you don't want to bend that tent pole when you're 20 miles from anywhere. So keeping all those in mind, I hope you design some great outdoor products. If you have a product that you need, maybe you've got a concept and need us to design a product and then build a prototype and help you get it into manufacturing or just some small part of that, give me a call. We'd love to help. Monty Rowland, Monty Design, 1-800-722-7987, or Monty, M-O-N-T-I-E, at Monty, M-O-N-T-I-E.com. I hope you have a great day. I hope this podcast was beneficial for you. And Monty Rowland, signing off.